Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And Sue Arrington, Indiana State Rep, Democrat in studio, on the way to Indianapolis to do your work shortly after you're done with me today. Is that about right?
That's right. We have session today.
Oh, session. Don't you love session?
Yes.
Glad you're here. Sue Arrington is kind enough to join us in our studios whenever possible, and just to keep the constituents up to speed with what has been happening and what might be happening in the big session that is happening here. This is the long session, they call it. They'll be dealing with the budget soon enough,
right,
and all the other things, too.
Right.
Let's get to some of those items, if you don't mind. The thing on everybody's mind is yesterday and the inauguration of the new president. Any comments, any thoughts about what you're feeling this morning as we drive together as a country next?
Well, of course, he wasn't my choice. But that's who we have, and so he's certainly starting off with a bang with some of his all of those pardons and other things that he's doing. So we'll see. I understand lawsuits are already being filed, so I think we're going to have another contentious 4 years.
You brought up pardons, so I'm sure some people might wonder. You are obviously a fan of the other party, as you just mentioned, and that's certainly okay and great. President Biden issued some pardons in his last days. Any comments on those?
Well, when I heard them, I thought, well, these people haven't done anything wrong. Is this really necessary? But then after seeing the blanket pardon of the rioters, I thought, well, maybe they do need extra protection. I'm thinking of Dr. Fauci, for one, who I consider a hero because he helped get us through COVID with as much, you know, as he could. And yet he's been harassed. I guess he's had to have security for his family because of things that the president has said about him. So it probably was a good thing.
Sue Arrington is our guest. Now let's get to Indiana politics and what you're dealing with at the State House. One of the items I'm hearing some things from listeners about is the possibility of volunteer fire departments being impacted by some legislation that's been discussed. What is that legislation, and what's your position on it, if you've got one just yet?
Well, you know, everything is getting put out there now. Is that a House or a Senate bill? Do you know?
That one may be in the Senate.
Yeah, because there's so much out there that you look at what's going to hit you first and then try to catch up with what's coming from the other House. And that's one I'm really not familiar with yet.
Okay, now I'm playing it back in my head. Actually, I think it's a House.
Is it?
J.D. Prescott was in last week. I was just replaying that in my head, and when I talked to him about it, he hadn't determined a position on it yet. That's what I'm remembering now from that interview. So next time we talk, maybe we could talk about that one.
Yes.
There are some, as you might imagine, with respect to volunteer fire departments that could be impacted by that legislation. They are asking questions about how that may impact their town, like Mount Pleasant Township, Yorktown, for instance, and those. That's a statewide scenario. And for our listeners, don't get upset or over the top just yet. Nothing has come to a vote yet. When might voting on anything begin? Is there a way to surmise what that timing might be like, Sue?
Well, it all starts in the committee.
Yep.
And we're having committee meetings now. Most of them meet once a week. And so that sounds like it would be the local government committee. And now that you mention it, I think that must be the one that dissolves township government and then puts the fire departments under the county.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
I am familiar with that
gotcha,
one.
Gotcha. And again, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know that that's a good idea. I think that these fire departments, I look at Albany, for example. That's really something that people get. I mean, they're very proud of their fire department, and they raise money for it so that they can keep it going. So I'm not sure it's the best idea.
Sue Arrington is my guest on WMUN. The school bill, the one that would dissolve five districts in the state of Indiana, the closest one to where we're sitting would be Union School Corporation. The Muncie Community Schools are not one of those five.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that legislation and the possibility that it might do harm or do good? What are you thinking about that one?
I think that's a very harmful bill. I mean, yes, Union is affected, but so would be Indiana Public Schools and Gary. And, you know, charter schools, some of them are very successful, but a lot of them have failed. And the scores for the students are not that good in many of them. So say that you dissolve, well, the other thing is public schools have to take everybody. So if they get converted into a charter school, what happens to some of those students that don't adapt well to whatever charter school it is? They have no fallback. What's going to happen to those kids? So I don't think it's very well thought out.
State Rep Sue Arrington in studio this morning on WMUN's Delaware County Today. The new governor, Governor Braun, early moves included one related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Your comments on that decision by Governor Braun?
Well, it's not one that I would support. I worked with the Governor Holcomb's DEI director. She was wonderful. But I know she could see the handwriting on the wall, and she left just before the end of the year because she figured she would be gone anyway in a couple months.
Of the Sue Arrington bills that have been filed or will be filed, what's the one or two that you think most might be most impactful and you're most hopeful, Sue, that would ultimately get to a vote and get to be passed?
I have two or three that might get to that point. None of them are the really high-profile type. And a lot of bills that make it through are not the big controversial ones. But there's one, I don't know if I've talked about this on your program before. It's called the Yellow Dot Program.
I don't think so.
Okay, this is one that I think there's 20 states or so that already have it. And it's a program where you get a little yellow dot decal to put on the back of your car on the windshield or the behind, and that notifies first responders that there's someone associated with that car or vehicle that has a condition. If they should be in an accident and out cold, the yellow dot indicates in the glove compartment is a medical list of problems that this person might have. And so it may be that something they would ordinarily administer somebody shouldn't be given to that person.
Okay, all
so
right.
It's a a warning.
Okay. What are the other couple? You said there was a few. What other two they're thinking about?
I have another one that deals with electrology, which is the removal of unwanted, mostly facial hair, but it could be other places.
Okay.
And in Indiana, we're down to 35 professionals that do this. And what happens when laser treatment came in, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, people thought, oh my gosh, this is less painful. I'm going to get that done. So there was a slump in that business. But now people are realizing that the laser treatment isn't always permanent. And it's not appropriate for some people as far as their skin tones. Mm-hmm. And so people are coming back to wanting to have electrology. However, as I say, there aren't that many people doing it, and they're all older because there haven't been younger people being trained. And so one of the big problems is the regulations that on electrology, you first have to get a cosmetology or an esthetician's license. So you have to go through extra hoops to do something, to, you know, get a degree or a license that you don't need, you're not going to want, costs money. And so I'm trying to, I guess, deregulate. So that you don't have those outdated requirements that you no longer need.
All right. And what's the other one? You said there was a, there's like three on top of your list.
Well, another one has to do with AI in education. And this was brought to me by, in fact, all three of these were brought to me by constituents. And the one with AI was two students at the Indiana Academy who came to me in September and said, we'd like to get this bill filed, and would you help us? So I was very impressed with what they were trying to do because, you know, AI is here. Some of it is used for really good reasons and is very helpful, but there are some uses that, you know, like cheating, that you don't want to happen.
So those students that talk to you, are they advocating for AI being used, or are they opposed to AI being used, just so I understand?
Well, they support it, but they want it to be done correctly. So what they have is a model policy for schools so that schools can, say, go to the Department of Education. There would be a, on their website, they would have a model guide for schools to help them determine what kind of AI platform they would like to use, and a way for feedback from faculty, the schools, even the students. And the other thing about it is Indiana really is much farther along on this in education than I thought they would be. But they're doing it a lot through grant programs, which is fine. But not every school system has the, you know, the finances to be able to free somebody up to write those grants. And so this would be sort of a shortcut so that every school in Indiana would have access to this kind of information so that they can make their own decisions.
All right. Sue Arrington's our guest on WMUN. Last item I like to ask you from time to time. You're always so good about meetings, town halls, talking to groups, clubs, organizations. Are there any sort of upcoming Sue Arrington access points? Or in the session, does it become more difficult to pull a lot of those off?
It is more difficult. For example, today I'd like to be at the county commissioners meeting because they're talking about utility-grade solar. You know, we have a moratorium on it right now. And I'd like to be there to be able to, you know, say what I think, but I'll be on my way to Indianapolis.
Okay, very good. Well, when you have those constituent meetings, you're always good to share those with us yourself or one of your people. Please keep that coming. We love sharing that information. Thanks for being willing to do that so
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Appreciate it. Sue Arrington's our guest as we continue with more to come through the hour on WMUN's Delaware County Today.